Good to tell you, Parshas Emor, page Lamed Hay, second column. Today's class is sponsored by Avraham Aradian in honor of Rameir Balanes' yard site. Okay, the Pasuk says, Svart al Machamim Machar, it's a Shabbos. This Pasuk is in today's Parshas, it has to do with Sfira Sa'imit. So the Torah says, you should count for yourself from Machar, it's a Shabbos from the day after Yom Tov. From the day that they bring the oimet of the waving, Sheva Shabbos is to me, you have to count 7 complete weeks. Okay, that's the whole mitzvah of Sirius Oimet. So he says, in a Svartam, Loshan Mehirus, Svartam literally means you should count. But a Svartam also comes in the word sapir, like a sapphire stone. Sapir means to shine. Then he says, Loshan Mehirus, great Evan sapir. When it says the 10 spheres of each world, so the 10 spheres means the 10 levels of shining of Elokus, the different manifestations of godliness. What does it mean? It doesn't only mean you should count, it means it should become illuminated within you. It should shine to you. To bring down the atmospheres into internally, that it should shine down here. He says, to understand what that means, to bring down the 10 spheres to shine, illuminate within us. He says, Pesach, so what sphere? Sphere is what connects Pesach and Shavuos. Like many of the Rishonim write, Pesach is like the first day's Yom Tov, Shavuos is like the last day's Yom Tov, and Sfira Seimer like Chol HaMoed. It's a connection between the two. So Pesach is Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chag Shavuos U'matan Teirom. Therefore, Kedem Kabbalah Sateir. Before receiving the Torah on Shavuos, HaYetzrichem Lisper Zayin Shavuos Shleimus. They had to count 7 complete weeks. V'chagach HaYuchelim L'Kabbal Teir. Then they're able to receive the Torah. In other words, the Pasuk is saying that the counting of the Omer is actually preparation for Matan Torah. In order for the Jews, after going out of Mitzrayim, to receive the Torah, they needed to count 7 weeks. Kehin Eksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hachayis Ratz of Hashem. The Chayis, the Malachim and the throne of Hashem, are longing coming, going coming, Ratz of Hashem, longing coming. Shalmai Lahakob Chinus Ratz of Hashem. Same thing he says, everything Lamaila in the heavenly spheres is going and coming. Now there's nobody's status quo. There's a going and a coming, a going and a coming. The same thing, Pesach is the longing, and Shavuos is the returning. In other words, the two Yamim Tev in Pesach is the longing Talukos. He's going to explain why. And Shavuos is the returning, so to speak. Pesach Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Bechipozen, Pesach is going out of Egypt with haste. Like it says, V'achal Tameisa Bechipozen. You should eat the matzah in haste. Or Ki Bechipozen Yotzasa, they went out with haste from Egypt. Ki Oza Yezgalo Selokos Momail. Because like we learned already many times, Pesach, Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim. Neis, Nissan, Pesach, Hashem revealed himself from above, like we say in the Haggadah. There, in Egypt, they ran out with haste from Egypt. But, when Mashiach comes, it says, we're not going to go out of Golos with rushing, with haste. We're not going to run out of Golos when Mashiach comes. Then it won't be the level of haste. But Yetzias Mitzrayim will be, but it was Bechipazin. Okay? So you have to skip like 6 lines. So therefore, it's like running out. Running is from lower to higher. That's what happened Pesach. Masha'en ken Shavuos u'b'chinas shuv, which is Matan Teilah, v'gilu ritzayin ilu matan. and revealing Elokus down here mean the world became elevated. In other words, it wasn't the Jews running out of Egypt, it's Hashem coming down to the Jews. It says in the pasuk, you have to remember going out of Mitzrayim every day of your life. It says, "B'chol dar v'dar." That means like this. The Rebbe is explaining that what is Yitzias Mitzrayim? Going out. Through the revelation of Hashem, the Jews ran out of Golos. Chassidus explains, that, by the way, why by Mitzrayim did they have to run out of Golos? And my Mashiach, they're not going to run out of Golos. So it says, in Pesach, they were in the 49th level of impurity. They're pretty bad. And therefore, like we know, if you're addicted to something and you want to get out of it, you have to do it with fanaticism.
Cold turkey.
Not only cold turkey, you have to be very strict about it. In other words, if it's bent to the left, you have to bend it all the way to the right. But now that, like, a person who's addicted to smoking can't even be in a room with somebody smoking. Or smells, whatever. Okay. So by Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Jews were so sunken into evil, they had to run out of Egypt, run away from the evil. Like the Pasuk says in Bishal, Ki Barach Ha'am. They had to run away from the evil because they were too connected to it. When Mashiach comes, the whole Aved of Golos is refining the world slowly but surely. So therefore, they're not going to have to run out of Golos, they're going to walk out of Golos, so to speak. No. Well, he's explaining the revelation from above came though, through, didn't get there yet, through Sphere Sa'ema, which is Aved of Satachdin. But the primary level of Matan Teir Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Hashem came down. That's the level of Shuv. By Pesach, they had to run out of Mitzrayim. That's the level of Ratzon, the longing, the running away. By Matan Teir, Hashem came down on Har Sinai. Behainu, where do you have this every day? This concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says in the level of Krishma V'Ahavta. And you say, "Ani Hashem Elokecha Me'asher Tzeisi." Well, befrat min Baruch Shama at Krishma, especially from Baruch Shama until Krishma, is achon is the preparation. Shoyov elabachinus yitzias Mitzrayim v'yohafto. Okay, what it means is like this: v'yohafto, love. Chassidus says comes in the word ova. V'le ova Hashem Ashchisacha. Ova aleph beisei means Hashem didn't want. V'yohavta Hashem Elokecha doesn't only mean you should love Hashem, it means you should want Hashem. Okay? Mean there is a longing to be close to Hashem. That's the level of Ratzu, the longing to Hashem. Now how do you get to this level of V'yohavta in Krishna? So we learned many, many times. You have Pesukei Dezim meditating into the greatness of Hashem. That even the Yetzer Hara could understand how great it is. How great Hashem is. The sun, the moon, everything in the world is praising Hashem, and Hashem is so great. That's what Pesukei Dezim is. Then you go to the next stage about the Malachim, which is the source of the Neshabamah. They read it many times. So therefore, Baruch Shamar until Yishtabach is all preparation to come to the level of V'yahavta, which is the concept of the longing, the wanting, and the desiring to be with Hashem. Like he said, Vayfan Mechayis Barash God, Chayis Zeis Mechala Kisa, and the Chayis sweat, is what it says, from the Kisa of Hashem, from the throne of Hashem, Neisis Umenusis Sima Kisa. Like it says, the expression, the Malachim lift up the throne of Hashem, and they become lifted with it. The Malachim Neisis, that's like Kisa, it says in the passage, they lift up the throne, but together with being them lifting up the throne, they become lifted. The 10,000 times 10,000 serve Hashem. It's all the level, and they're all bottled. In other words, what are we talking about the angels? We're saying that all these angels, as great as they are all bottled to Hashem. Why does Hashem tell us all this? L'idil l'vnei ha'adim gvureisa. To tell the person Hashem's strength, who created Adam Malchusei in the honor and the glory of his kingdom. Shubachinus Adam Malchusei, shekulim betelim l'gabi mamish. The Chassidus gives a marshal. A guy, a simpleton, walks into the palace and he sees the way all these officers, all these generals, all these senators, whatever, are all bottled to the king. That causes the person to have a greater understanding, so to speak, who the king is. Now, not a great understanding who the king is, because the guy's a peasant. He has no understanding what a king is. Nevertheless, from the fact that all these bigger people than him are all bottled to the king, so it causes an awe in him. And that's what the whole purpose of these talking about the malachim, to understand how great the malachim are. They're completely bottled to Hashem, and therefore that influences us to come to be ahavta, that we should want Hashem. V'nim shochlem ha-bitl, how do the malachim get the bitl? Ayde shemasigim, through this that they understand that malchus, chol malchus kol elamim, that Hashem's malchus is what gives life to the world. Pirush malchus ha, shechai is kol ha'ilimis, that the existence of the entire world, eina ela mechinas malchus ha, ha'odesh shmei bovad. In other words, something, let me explain this first before we learn it inside. Al-Dreb is explaining that what's the bittul of the malachim? Why are the malachim bittul to Hashem? Because the malachim understand that you say in davening malchus cho, malchus kol elamim in Ashrei, right? Your kingdom is the kingdom of the whole world. That which means, Chassidus explains, that the malchus kol, the creation of all the world, only comes to the level of malchus cho, of malchus, which is speech, which is last of the attributes, the last of the sviras is malchus. So in other words, the malachim understand the level of bittul to Hashem by them understanding that ultimately the whole existence of the world is one speech from Hashem's mouth. Somebody's calling you here. From one speech of Hashem's, from Hashem's mouth. Not like the neshama gives life to the body, not like the neshama itself is in the body. Hashem, only his malchus, only a slight ray of the ray of the ray of the ray is alert to Shemayim. Like we say also in the Halukas, Yalu Hashem Hashem Kiniskav Shmei Levadai. She prays the name of Hashem, the name of Hashem, not Hashem, the name of which is exalted. Haidei. A ray of the name is a letter to Shemayim and heaven and earth. So the Malachim understand this because they don't have any bodies in the way and no Yetzer is in the way. So the Malachim understand it, and therefore that causes them to become completely bottled to Hashem, which has an influence on the person to become bottled to Hashem. So he says, but that by Hashem it's only the level Malchus Avamuhus, Ivats Musa Iram of Nisa. But Hashem's essence is completely exalted. Vain Shum Dover Malbishe Cloud. And nothing can conceal and cover Hashem, so to speak, put a garment, cover Hashem. Hoyahevishinu Cloud. Meaning past, present, and future simultaneously. Atu Kedem Shinivraelam, the same level God was. We say this is davening every day. Simply means, God, you were there before the world, and now you're there after the world. That means you always were, and now you're here also. So Chassidus explains, no, that's not what it means. It means the same way you existed before the world, meaning, just like before the world, the only thing that existed was you. The same way you're the only existence now that there is a world. It doesn't only tell us, God, you existed before, you existed now. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. No. The tefillah is saying something very profound. Atahu, just like you existed before the world was created. Atahu, you're the same Atah, the same only thing that exists is God, that there is a world. Why? Because the whole world comes from one word of God's mouth, which is nothing compared to like.
That means the whole world is nothing.
Correct. The only reason the world is something, because Torah said, "Vereishis bara lekim," Hashem created the world. Torah is Amis, and therefore Hashem created the world, and Torah says that there's a world. But there's only a world from the Elohim perspective. Vereishis bara Elohim, Vayomer Elohim, Vayomer Elohim. From the Havaya perspective, there is no world. And definitely from a higher than Havaya. Havaya, besides meaning Mahava Willant, is Hayoho Veviyehe. Switch to it, right? So Yudke Vavke represents above time and place. So this that Bereshis Bara, that Hashem created the world, is only from the Elohim perspective. Ani Havaya Lo Shanisi. Tangible, yes, because Hashem made it look like it's real when it's real. It's real, but it's only from our perspective.
But it's void of Havaya?
Huh?
So, but it's void of...
Our role is to bring Havaya into the Elokim, to show that this nature is really God. And Hashem Hu Elokim. What do you mean? Think about it. Hashem Hu Elokim, if you translate it literally, means God is God. Hashem, Hu Elokim. God is God. Good morning. God is what? Not God, breakfast cereal. I mean, what's it? Of course God is God. What's saying Hashem, Hu Elokim? The explanation is that Elokim, which is nature, is really Hashem is Elokim. Yud Kei Vav Kei is Elokim. Higher than nature is really, in other words, nature in supernatural is synonymous.
But why such quest, such eminent quest, delegated to such small percentage of mankind?
Mankind, compared to all the other inanimate plant animals, is very, very minimal.
No, but I'm saying even the mankind, this pursuit was delegated to such small number.
That's what Hashem's kindness is.
To the contrary, if he was really kind, it would allow everybody to pursue that quest.
Everybody is people. That's the purpose why God created the world.
What's it again?
The purpose why Hashem created the world was for people. Okay. Vizel.
Does Hashem feel us?
He wants to feel us. He made us, no? Is Hashem aware of what we're doing? Yes. Does he make it or break it by us? Yes. Okay? Whatever happens upstairs is from us. We call the shots. So he does care. Because he wants to, not because he has to. Hashem says, I want to care, so therefore I care.
Rabbi, you just said that the world doesn't exist for you, KVK. For that level, it doesn't exist. So how could you care about I doing your I know it's for me.
Because it's not for now. But we learned already many times. The ultimate revelation of God's essence is only through Gashmius.
Yes.
Self-existent entity. That's when Mashiach comes. The ultimate is in a Neshama in a body, not out of the body. Because Gashmius, because down here it's lower, reveals the level of God, of a self-existent entity, more than spirituality does.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Because
the Neshama feels its origin. In other words, Atzilus only brings out the aspect God is infinite. Gashmius brings out the aspect that God has no beginning, which is much greater than no end. So the ultimate is Gashmius. So Dafka Gashmius, because the floor does that. That's why the Eibishter wanted Dira V'Tachtein. Why didn't you make a Dira Atzilus?
The location is better down
here. Huh?
The location is better down here.
Than Atzilus?
No.
What's better location?
Lower is better.
only because Hashem wanted it.
Why does Gashmius show there's no beginning? Like, you know, the table, there was a beginning to the table.
Three minutes? What's Yeshmiyai mean?
Yeshmiyai?
Something from nothing.
Yes, huh?
Something from nothing.
This table is Yeshmiyai?
Yeah.
Okay. Is God nothing?
Comparatively, it's nothing.
Well, comparatively.
To
this is more something comparative to God? Why do we say Yeshmiyai? Something from nothing. Because in our perspective, this exists in God, we have to question. Yes?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. So if this doesn't feel that it has a source, it's called nothing, yesh miayin, correct? Yeah? So what is its source? Again, what I perceive is reality in my world. If something doesn't exist in the five senses, in my world, it doesn't exist. Okay? If I walk into a room and there's nothing in the room, absolutely nothing in the room, I see there's nothing here, is that a true statement or a lie?
True statement.
No, it's not a true statement. It's a lie because there's air and molecules and atoms and DNA and who knows what's in the room.
Right.
But why? And in fact, halachically, if a guy walks into an empty room and he says to a woman, are they at Mukadesh's sleep on the condition that there's nothing in the room? The woman's Mukadesh's. Either it's molecules, whatever in the room, radio, whatever. The answer is, from our perspective, there's nothing in the room. And it's a true statement.
Right.
Now, so if Gashmias is Yeshmiayin, that means it doesn't feel it has a source. If it would have its source, it wouldn't be Yeshmiayin. It wouldn't come from nothing. It would come from the source. The fact that from our perspective, by the way, Torah says, Kel Deis Havaya, there is a Torah perspective of Yeshmiyayin. Bereshit Bara, Bara means Yeshmiyayin. Okay? Now, if we don't feel our source, where do we come from? The answer is self-existent entity. From our perspective, we're a self-existent entity because we don't have a source. We don't know the source. We don't feel the source. It's not there. That means from our perspective, we are a self-existent entity, which reveals that aspect of God, that he's not, that he's a self-existent entity. Ruchnius feels its source, so Ruchnius is not Yeshmiyayin. Ruchnius feels its source, it's Yeshmiyesh. But it's infinite. It's unlimited. So Ruchnius reveals the aspect of God that he's unlimited. Gashmius reveals the aspect of God that there's no beginning.
That he's finite.
No.
Fuck.
Yeah.